I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlan Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who grappled with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mum-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they're becoming too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Undercover City is an immersive fiction podcast recorded on the streets of Mumbai. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Episode 6, The Secret Pact.
Anyway, I've said what I had to say. You want to just sit here and let me handle this for a change?
Whatever.
Just think about what I said. I'll be back, Alia. I'll be back, Alia.
Inspector Kadam has been shot. Did you hear me? He's been shot. Yeah, come on, Nakul, stay with me. Wake up, they'll be here soon. Come on. Wake up.
Hello.
Yeah. Rajika Pandit, INTV News. Don't hang up. It's not what you think. This is not about the shooting. I have something to show you, something important. Not just to me, but to you as well.
What is it?
Can we meet?
Look, why can't you just tell me whatever it is?
I don't think you remember me. I helped you break the orphanage story. Now I need your help. Look, I've got to go.
Man over there. Do you know who that is?
Raj uncle.
Go talk to him before recess is over, okay?
Oh, how's my little princess today?
Raj uncle, I told you I'm not a princess. I'm a soldier.
Yeah. Little soldier girl.
Where's Papa?
Alia, that's what... I'm going to tell you something, but you must promise not to cry, okay? You know, your Papa and I are partners, and we do a very important job together. We have to sometimes put our lives in danger to catch bad people. Well, that's what we promised to do when we entered the force, but this is very difficult for me. Your father was a very brave man, Alia. Very brave. I'm sorry to say he's no more. Do you understand what that means? He died today in the line of duty. You are a brave girl. You are my little soldier girl, right? I'm going to take care of you from now on, okay? You will stay with your nanny, but I will look after you. I will help you always. Anything you want from now on, beta, okay? You just ask Raj uncle, okay, Alia? Do you understand what I'm saying?
You might die!
Dressed?
I'm meeting someone.
That's good, that's good. You've hardly been out since, you know.
I know.
But you are okay.
Mrs. Gomes, you have to stop worrying about me. I have to go.
One more coffee, madam?
No, just get me the check, please.
I can't take your call right now. Please leave a message.
Ruchika, it's Inspector Khan. I've been waiting for you for an hour. Well, I'm leaving now. You've got my number. Call me. Mr. Kadam.
Namaskar.
My name is Alia.
Alia.
I was Nakul's partner. I'm so sorry.
Inspector Khan, come over here. I think it's best you don't approach the family.
Chief Minister Naresh, the front runner in the race for the prime ministership, was today in Gujarat, visiting farmers suffering from the effects of the...
Hello, Mrs. Gomes.
I've got Mr. Ribello with me. Cancer of the bowels. Very messy. How was the funeral?
Messy.
Life is messy. But we have to wade through the mess and try to enjoy it. After all, one day we're all going to end up like Mr. Ribello, lying on a table, stiff as a turnip.
And I'm humbled by the generosity of spirit and courage of
this Naresh fellow is going to shake up this country.
What I can promise is that whether I become Prime Minister or not, I will do everything in my power.
Baba, I tell you, if all the rich people hate him, he must be worth supporting.
Other election-related news, a journalist for INTV News who has been reporting on the build-up to the elections was found dead in her apartment this morning. Ruchika Pandit, who had been
she
at the channel for 2 years
what?
After a career in...
She wanted to meet me.
...had been one of the most prominent faces of INTV.
Is Senior Inspector Desai at home? I'm sorry. I think I have the wrong house.
Who is it?
Sir.
Inspector Khan? Just a minute. Shraddha, go inside. Karodpati is on. Yes, go. Good. My wife, she had a stroke. Never seen a woman in this condition before.
Sorry, sir.
Sorry about what? What do you want?
The murdered reporter, sir. I want to be put on the case.
Why do you need to ask me? Who am I, after all?
Sorry?
I already got the message from upstairs.
Message? From whom?
You don't have to pretend for my benefit, Inspector Khan. I got an order from the commissioner himself to put you on this case.
What?
He's a family friend of yours, isn't he?
No. I mean, he was my father's partner.
I should have known. You'd have godfathers in the force.
I've never accepted favors from anyone, sir.
That's what you think.
Run me through the crime scene, sub-inspector.
Firstly, Madam Ji, she opened the door for them.
So she must have known them, na?
Correct.
Not necessarily. The upturned furniture should give us a map of where she ran to. Past this chair, through the corridor, and then she must have...
She was strangled to death right here.
Any fingerprints on her body? Did anyone hear anything?
How, madam? They were all professionals. What to hear?
Please, sub-inspector. You're contaminating the crime scene. Have you established a motive?
Simple.
They were looking for money, na?
Maybe they were looking for something else. How many intruders?
Madam, how to say, madam?
Give me an estimate.
Between
2 and 11. Okay.
She invited a cricket team.
That's very helpful, sub-inspectors.
But you want to know what we have to say or not, madam?
I want you to talk to me with respect.
I came here yesterday. I told you. Mama, I was recording the whole Republic Day celebration on my
Who's
camera.
That? Sir, still
working over here. Some neighbor. Third time he's coming.
Sir.
Stop that boy. Bring him in here.
Huh?
Are you listening to me? I said bring that boy back.
Okay, madam. Okay, huh?
He's a nobody, madam.
In a murder investigation, nobody is a nobody, sub-inspector. What's that?
Just pigeons, madam ji. Behind the water tank.
Madam, he's gone, madam.
Do I have to do everything myself?
Excuse me, sir. Have you seen a boy with a movie camera in this colony? Movie camera, chacha.
Sorry to disturb you, madam. Did you see anyone filming the Republic Day celebration?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Oh, you mean Pimply Pervert?
Who?
Oh, yeah. He's got a camera. And he's always filming us.
Yeah, that day he was filming our dance class.
Such a sicko.
And where can I find this guy?
Yes?
You were filming the Republic Day celebration?
What are you watching?
Not now, Popo.
I have some DVDs at home that are much more interesting than this, Alia Begum. You know what I mean?
They came in a car.
Who?
3 men who went to the journalist's house that night. See the car under the lamplight outside? This man is the same man we see at her window later. I can't see the license plate number clearly though.
MH01AR2424.
How the hell did you see that?
I'm an expert at seeing things that others can't see, Alia. Like our electric chemistry. The car belongs to Heavenly Travels Car Hire Company. It's owned by the mob, the Mafatlal brothers.
Give me the address.
So you believe that Congress has lost the confidence of the masses?
Most definitely.
You shouldn't go alone, Alia. These people are dangerous.
Papa, please. You would have done the same.
I always had backup.
Well, it didn't stop you from getting killed.
That's true.
It didn't stop Nakul from dying either. Shit.
You're still thinking about him?
All the time.
The dead are best forgotten, Alia.
If that's what you think, then why the hell are you still here, Papa? Papa?
Ravi Mafatlal!
Ravi Mapatlal.
Anji.
Inspector Khan, I have a question about one of your cars.
Huh?
One of your cars.
Yes.
License plate MH01AR2424. Hired on Republic Day?
Yes.
Who hired it?
He had lots of cars out that day, ma'am. I'll have to look in the book.
Look then. I'm waiting.
Such a mess, these records. That boy who does the admin is a retard.
I can take you down to the station if you prefer to answer my questions there.
I haven't done anything wrong, ma'am.
We have found drugs in your vehicles before.
That was a long time ago, Inspector. I mean, we were set up. I mean, probably by you people. Jan 26th. Sorry, that car wasn't out on the 26th.
What's this? The entry's been crossed out.
Then they cancelled the hire, okay? Look, I've got work to do. Excuse me.
This car was spotted at a murder scene.
Says who?
If you don't cooperate, I will have to arrest you.
Be very careful, Inspector, okay? This burns at 3,500 degrees centigrade, you know. Accidents happen all the time.
Are you threatening me?
I don't want any trouble.
Then tell me who hired the car and we won't have to see each other again.
It was one of Rocky's boys, okay?
Who? I need a name.
MJ.
MJ.
And I don't know his real name. Everyone calls him MJ. You know, after Michael Jackson, because he does that dance and he wears that fairness cream.
And where can I find this MJ?
I don't know. Okay, but everyone knows where Rocky lives, all right? Inspector, please. Inspector. Don't want any trouble, okay? I'm an honest businessman. Please.
Rocky Dhawan?
Rocky sir, not available.
You tell Rocky sir that he better make himself available.
This way, madam. Sir is in the garden over there.
Thank you.
Inspector, it's been a while since the police have graced us with their presence.
It's been a while since you graced us with a crime.
Please sit where you like, Inspector Khan.
I'll stand. How do you know me?
I make it a point to know everyone. I know you were awarded best all-round IPS probationer at the police academy last year, and you are far too qualified for your current job.
Very impressive. Do you always garden at night?
Always. It's the curse of being an ex-businessman. You get used to sleeping in the day and doing everything else at night. Now, where you are standing, they're my night bloomers, my Ratki Ranis, my queens of the night. They all sleep in the day with me and wake up at night with me, but my pride and joy are these roses. Best thing I ever reared, apart from my daughter.
Your men were seen in Ruchika Pandit's colony the night she was murdered.
Ruchika who?
I thought you made it a point to know everyone.
Must be losing my touch, Inspector.
Where is your boy, MJ?
MJ? Such a strange boy, but talented as well.
What's his real name?
Vitthal Patel.
Where can I find him?
He doesn't work for me anymore. As I said, I'm retired, so I have no need for him.
Who does he work for?
I don't know, Inspector. But I will ask around if you want. I knew your father.
How?
Our paths crossed a few times. He tried to ruin me. My business, my reputation, he made my life a living hell. But I respected him. We had a lot in common. He was true to his word, and so am I. Why he did what he did, I will never understand.
What do you mean?
I mean, how he died.
My father died in a drug bust.
My dear, the past is like our faces reflected in water. Your image keeps changing and you change with it. Over time, what remains is anyone's guess.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
It is important to think deeply about everything, my dear. Didn't your father teach you that?
My father taught me not to trust anyone who speaks in metaphors.
But life is a metaphor.
If you hear anything about MJ, just...
I will let you know, my dear.
Please, call me Inspector.
Hello?
Oppo, find me Vittal Patel. Everyone knows him as Michael Jackson or MJ. He's one of Rocky's boys, or used to be, I'm not sure.
I'll have to do that tomorrow.
Why?
It's 11 o'clock, that's why. I'm not in office and some of us actually go home at the end of the day.
Oh, I didn't realize it was so late.
Is that really why you called, or are you making excuses to talk to me in the middle of the night?
Popo. See you tomorrow. I'm home.
Oh, Alia, did you find out who killed that reporter?
No. She wanted to give me something. I think that's what her murderers were looking for.
Maybe they found whatever it was.
Maybe they didn't.
If there is something there, you will find it, Alia.
Who's this?
Mrs. D'Souza. She's taking forever to drain.
How'd she die?
It's a tragic story. She was blind, but she managed perfectly well. Survived all her life, walking around her village like everyone else. But the day they made that Percy Road a two-way, she gets run over.
Poor lady.
Imagine that. Living your whole life in complete darkness. It must be strange not to see all the beauty that exists in God's wonderful world and having to rely on your ears to guide you. Just your ears showing you the way.
Your ears?
Yes, she was blind, so her ears...
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Combs.
Thank you so much. Alia, what? You're going out again? You only just came back.
Madam ji, couldn't this wait till morning?
No, just climb up and do as I say.
Madam, there is nothing up there, madam. Only the water tank.
We've looked everywhere except up there, sub-inspector. And if pigeons can get in there must be enough place to hide other things.
Arre, take the torch, na idiot. What are you doing, yaar, Prabhu?
Arre, pigeons, re.
Are you scared of pigeons, sub-inspector?
Madam, they have big eyes. They are staring at me.
Arre, don't shine the light in their eyes, na, then, stupid.
Look around the water tank. What do you see?
Madam, are you sure they are pigeons? They are looking more like eagles to me.
Hey, yaar. Arre, get down. Get down. Ah, porgi. Get off the ladder, I'll do it.
Scared of pigeons becomes police wala.
What can you see?
Get lost, you bastards!
I told you, Kamath. Vicious creatures, madam pigeons, vicious.
Madam. Madam, there's something here, madam, under the water tank.
What is it?
Pustakai?
Oh, madam, it is a book.
Bring it down, good. Bring it down.
Madam,
what is it?
It's a yearbook. Vidya Niketan Academy, Panchkini, 1976.
Alia Begum, I heard about your little party last night.
Huh?
The attack of the giant pigeons.
Oh yeah.
Why wasn't I invited?
Because I already had Laurel and Hardy and I did not need any more comedy. Thank you.
that Rocky's boy Vittal, also known as Michael Jackson, why are you so interested in him? I can be bad too, and I can show you a thriller night.
Ow!
Did you find out anything, or are you just here to irritate me, Popo?
He got on a flight to Chandigarh.
When?
27th of January, day after Ruchika was murdered.
Previous convictions?
Where do I start? Arson, assault, drunk driving, extortion, forgery, kidnapping, and he was arrested for moonwalking on an airport conveyor belt.
Right.
Yep.
Issue an APB on him, send his details everywhere. Airports, toll nakas, railway stations. I want everyone on the lookout for him.
What are you looking at? Young boys in shorts? Hey, who's that guy, eh? He looks so familiar.
Can't believe I missed this.
Alia? Alia, where are you going? Alia?
Commissioner Kriplani speaking.
Raj uncle, it's Alia.
Alia, what a surprise.
I need to see you.
My day off, I'm on the golf course. You're the one in Powai. Then come and see me now.
Yes, I'll be there in half an hour.
Good.
What are you going to ask him?
I need to know what this yearbook has to do with the journalist's murder.
Is this about the reporter? Or is something else bothering you?
Like what?
Something Rocky said. It's eating at you. You thought I was someone else. You can go looking, but you may not like what you find.
I don't care. I need some answers.
Do you really? Can you live with the truth? Because the truth can destroy you, Ali. That's dangerous. Please, don't do that again.
I don't want to talk to you about what Rocky said.
Why not?
Because you can't tell me anything I don't already know.
Raj, uncle.
Ah, Alia, you're here.
I'm sorry to disturb your game.
Ah, it's all right. Why don't you carry on, guys? I'll meet you at the clubhouse for a whiskey later. You know, I love my golf, Alia. Always have. When I was 7, I peeped over that fence and said, this is what I'm going to do one day. And, well, here I am. Hey, Sonu, give her an 8-iron.
Yes, sir.
No, thank you. I don't play.
Come on, play. It's therapeutic.
I don't think I need therapy.
We all need therapy, Alia. Come on, have a go. Yeah, there you are. Oops! You'll get the hang of it, don't worry. Try again. Yeah, keep your heels a little bit apart. Good girl. Yeah, I've invited you home so many times, Alia. My children would have liked to meet you, but you never come.
I don't want people to think that I accept favors from the Commissioner of Police.
Alia, whatever you have achieved single-handedly. I've only watched silently, waiting for you to ask for my help, but you never have. 4-iron, Somu.
Sir.
You can help me with something now.
Uh-huh.
I want you to tell me about Panchgani.
Panchgani? Hill Station, 300 kilometers from Mumbai.
No, Raj, uncle. I want you to tell me about you, Papa, and Chief Minister Naresh.
Damn it.
The three of you went to school together in Panchgani. I found this yearbook at the reporter's house. Do you want to look at it?
I'll look at it later. Somu, I said 4-iron, you idiot.
Sorry, sir.
The three of you are together in most of the pictures. House captains, debate team winners, political science club, always together.
Well, we were friends. Your father was a thinker, I was a doer, and Naresh, well, he had the magic touch. He had this incredible way of drawing people to him. He still does. We saw that in him early on. We knew he would be somebody.
Why is the journalist who ordered a copy of this dead?
I don't know. But it is election time. She was probably poking her nose around looking for a scandal.
I think she was killed because of this book.
No, you don't know that.
She wanted me to see it, Raj, uncle.
3-iron, sir.
Ah. Well, like I said, she was probably just raking up some mischief. But they will never find anything on Naresh because he is 100% genuine. He will go on to be Prime Minister, you know. And India will emerge from the muck and squalor that it currently luxuriates in. You mark my words. Now watch this, Alia. That's the one.
How can you be so sure?
Huh?
That Naresh will be Prime Minister?
Well, because that's what we agreed. Over 30 years ago, when we saw what that woman was doing to our country. You see, we lived through the emergency. Indira Gandhi brought us together, in a sense. That woman, self-serving dictator, clinging to power, stupid, blind, pandering to the West, ignoring the poor. I was a student working in a slum. I'd never seen so much injustice, so much suffering.
What exactly did you agree?
That we would do something for this country. We would rid it of all those corrupt, self-serving bastards. We made a pact. We would dedicate our every breath to the cause of justice. While other kids played football, we studied. We worked hard. We were the best. We formed what we call the Judicial Trinity. Your father would be Chief Justice, I would be Police Commissioner, and Naresh, he would be Prime Minister one day. We were on our way to achieving this when
Papa died.
Yeah.
Raj, uncle, maybe it's time you told me how he died.
3 iron or 4 iron, sir?
Don't interrupt us, you idiot. Go back and bring the buggy.
Raj, uncle.
You know how your father died. He was working with me while he studied law. We were on a drug bust. There was a shootout.
Is that really what happened?
Yes.
Something has always bothered me. Something never quite made sense about Papa's death.
What do you mean?
Well, people keep saying things about him. Things that just don't make sense.
Like what?
Raj, uncle, did my father kill himself?
Yes.
How did he do it?
He shot himself.
Why?
Do you really want to hear this?
I have to hear this.
Okay. Well, Naresh had lost 3 local elections in a row. He was planning to give up on our pact, go back on his promise. So Farad, your father... Oh God, Alia. Your father, he paid goons to intimidate voters. He fixed the election. Alia, we needed Naresh to win. But your father, he used intimidation to make it happen. Naresh was elected, but never found out how. Only I knew. And Farad was so ashamed of himself that he had let himself down, compromise his principles, our principles, that... Well, he couldn't live with himself.
Is this what the journalist was investigating?
How would I know? Are you okay, Alia? Come on. Let's have a drink. Looks like you need one.
No, I need to go. Thank you.
Hey, you don't have to shake hands with me. You can give me a hug, you know. Come. Take care.
Thank you. Radiotopia.